And welcome to another Father-Son Podcast with your host, Jeff, Captain Caveman Dens, and...
Forrest Dens?
All right, Forrest the Butterfly Dens. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you? Haven't done one of these in a while.
No, I haven't done one in a while. Mom's out of town again, so I figure, you know, it's a good time for us to sit down and have another Father-Son chat. You don't even have the headphones on today, so you'll be shouting into the mic. You won't even know.
I never have the headphones on.
I know, that's why you always sound terrible. How you going? How you feeling? I heard you hurt your foot there a little bit today.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
So, at school, I jumped off the stairs because it's way faster than actually going down the stairs. And when I landed, half of my right foot landed on the last stair, and it hurt my foot because of all the weight going down.
That sounds terrible.
Not too bad.
Yeah, you're limping around like you're an old man. You're limping around like I limp around. Did pretty good in class today for having a bad foot.
Yeah.
You worked really well with your partner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, oh, man.
Eli had a ridiculous cross.
Yeah, he hits really hard, right?
Yeah.
You just need to work on him while keeping your hands up. Now that, I mean, you're a junior instructor, so it's your job to help me.
We have a new junior instructor today.
Yeah, congratulations to Isabella.
Yep.
Yeah, she did awesome. She definitely deserves it in Muay Thai. She's been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish her mom was there to see it.
Yeah, that would have been a good moment for her mom.
Yeah, when next time I see him, I'll talk to her about it. Don't let me forget. But yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Also, don't forget Miss Ashley's stuff.
I will not forget Miss Ashley's stuff. Remind me immediately after the podcast, and I will go put it into the car. Mrs. Caveman's Knitting, or the true Mrs. Caveman's Knitting Studio. Made Miss Ashley an awesome, I don't even know what it is, but whatever it is.
Infinity scarf.
Infinity scarf, thank you. I don't know what any of the terminology is, but she does great work, and you know, always contact her on Instagram at the true Mrs. Caveman, and she'll be more than happy to make you something. Custom, right?
Yeah.
You got a nice cool pizza blanket, right?
No, that was for someone else. I'm like her model
kind
of thing.
I keep seeing that picture. It keeps coming up. So I see that picture a lot. I keep thinking it's yours. But I should know that you don't have one because I go in your bedroom. I don't see it.
Yeah.
She knitted me a hat and it's very warm.
You've been wearing it for like the past 3 years.
Yeah. I don't think it's been 3 years since you knitted it last year. But
oh, last year?
I'm pretty sure she knitted it for me last year. I don't know. But it's warm. I'm gonna get me a WNY MMA like beanie though.
Beanie?
Yeah, the black one. I don't like the hat. I'm not really a hat guy. I like beanies.
Yeah.
I only wear hats in the summertime. Or when it's really rainy. You let the dog in, now he's gonna fart in here and it's gonna be stinky. We've had that dog since you were a little kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting really old.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him. He barely gets around.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a sad day when he's gone.
Yeah.
To get another one.
Little one.
Yeah.
A little not barky one.
Maybe a big one. One that won't eat the neighbor's dogs.
I don't know if we can handle another big one.
Yeah, we can handle one big one. Just
not two.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But maybe it'd be good not to have a dog for a little bit.
The Bills won.
Yeah, the Bills won.
Rare occurrence.
Yeah. Forrest gave up on doing his first and 36 this year because the Bills were so terrible. So maybe now that the Bills are on a 2-game winning streak, we'll have another one. Can give us a state of the NFL and a state of fantasy football.
Oh, boy.
I'm smashing you. You got one. Your quarterback needs to have, like, an amazing third and fourth quarter for you to win.
Oh, boy.
How's school going?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Anything else going on lately?
Not a whole lot. Yeah. Getting back into jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You gonna come help me do belt testing on Friday? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's 9 kids ready to test over at Williamsville. You know, for anyone that doesn't know, Western New York MMA has 2 locations. One in North Buffalo, that's the one that I coach at, and one in Williamsville. And our kids program is run over there by a couple different people, but we want to have our promotions done by black belts, so I'm going to go over there and I'm going to do the kids promotion on Friday. So I'm going to go over there and meet some more of the kids from Williamsville, and I'm really going to try and teach a little bit more over at Williamsville because think it would be, if I start going over there, maybe more people go over there, and it's a great location. You know, it'd be good to get everyone together.
And nice place.
That, yeah, now that we're one nice big family, maybe we can get together more, you know. It's a great gym. Is your friend going to join, you think?
Yeah, he said he was going to.
That'd be cool if we get Roman in there. I'm going to make fun of him every class. Roman was on one of these Father Son podcasts a little while ago. If you can go back, I think it's episode 30. Forrest and Roman went and did a school project together.
That was a call-in one. Mm-hmm. We called in.
Yeah. I didn't poison you today.
No, you didn't poison me.
Got you some sushi?
Yeah, some good food.
Some Wegman sushi, and I had a sub myself. I had 3/4 of a sub. I'm pretty fat. I'm going to try and get up early since we're going to bed early tonight. I'm going to try and get up early and go to the gym. I've been getting a little fat the last week or two, so I want to get it in and get get non-fat. And then I'll come back and pick you up and take you to school and go to work and then work all day and come pick you up, go to the gym, come home, eat, do it all over again. So, got any questions for me? We've been sitting here for about 6-7 minutes now. I'll give you a little bit of time to think.
I don't know.
Forrest is just trying to get out here in a hurry so he can go do some fun stuff before he's got to go to bed.
Something.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Yeah, I got like 15 more minutes.
A little tired.
A little tired. I am a little tired, too. Do you think you want to go to death camp this week? There's, well, maybe not this week because that kid's not there. But next week would be a good week to go there because there's a kid there that could use a little bit of force encouragement. He needs to get pushed a little bit. And while you're not the most technical of kids and you get upset trying to work on technique sometimes, your heart is second to none, man. It'd be good to push that kid a little bit. Be good for you to go. Maybe I'll get you there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll wake you up and get you to class on Saturdays too. It's just tough because I get up, sometimes I work in the morning and I'm gone and I don't have time to come home and pick you up. So sometimes not your fault, but usually I'm gone way before you wake up. So hopefully this week we can make it to jiu-jitsu on Saturday too.
Yep.
How you feel about jiu-jitsu?
I like it. It's a good way of self-defense. It's not something fake where, I mean, it's not going to work against anybody in a real street fight. And I also like it because it's definitely not really a business. It's kind of more of a family because each gym, each academy is kind of its own family, and everywhere you go, the belt that you wear will always show where you are, and you'll never be forced to start over or anything.
Yeah, I really liked what you said about not being a business because most of the gyms are really tight-knit. Like, even though like we're not that tight-knit of a community, which I wish we could be in, I'm going to try and work on that more this year. That's going to be my goal for 2019, be more friendly with more gyms around the area.
Yep.
But I think you hit the nail on the head right there, man. I think every one of the jiu-jitsu gyms is like a family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see that more in karate and taekwondo. I mean, they all pretend it's a family. And you're all close because you spend a lot of time together. But
I mean, it's definitely more advertised. More like, because
I would say it's more like a real family because, like, we're really competing against each other, so our tempers get hot, and I don't know, there's just something about really trying to choke someone or, like, trying to beat someone, like, really in an aggressive sport, where you really get to know the personality, like, you know, you see them at their worst, and when you see someone at their worst, it's easy to see, like, when they're at their best, like, how good of a job they're doing at, you know, not showing you who they really are, And there's just that whole interaction of, like, pushing yourself so hard with somebody really makes you tight-knit. It's like a wrestling family.
I think the big difference between jiu-jitsu and karate, like what you were saying, is that in karate, even when they spar, usually they know what's going to happen. And there's not really, like, competitive sparring. In BJJ, in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, when you're sparring, you can really hurt somebody with any of those things if something happens or you just don't let go. So I think some trust goes into that as well. And you kind of like, it's much easier to get to know somebody, like you said, when they're at their worst. or when they're really trying, instead of just kind of knowing what's going to happen and not having to be such a, not having to have that kind of trust relationship that you need in jiu-jitsu.
All right, to close it out, you said you want to talk about something that's a little bit deep, but not too deep. So I just thought a perfect question while you're talking about family. It was just Thanksgiving a couple of days ago. What are you the most thankful for?
I'm most thankful for my family, obviously, but more like my extended family, or like people we consider family because we're so close as friends. And really, like, more, I'm starting to be more thankful for those people because they aren't our actual family and they take care of us like we are family. And I think that, and like some of them, like most of them have been really important in our lives. So I'm really thankful for them this year. And I kind of came to a realization that they're not our family because I've been like thinking deeper thoughts, I guess, with my better understanding of the world, a little bit, my 12-year-old understanding of the world. And it's really cool that you can meet somebody that isn't your blood family and they will treat you like, they will treat you as loyal as a real, like as a blood family would treat you.
Who are you talking about? Who are you referring to?
Like Uncle Cupcake, Grandpa Butch, those kinds of people. Coach Keith, Dylan.
Yeah. Professor Keith. Yeah. Yeah, I like all those guys. Women. Very good. I really like that. That's a good answer. I guess.
And food.
And food?
And the food.
Yeah. Had some good food, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
We had. Well, the standouts were the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the gravy was good. What else did I eat?
Chinese food?
Yeah, I ate some Chinese potato and beef mixture thing. It was pretty good as well. So I had a pretty good Thanksgiving dinner.
Very good. I think I'm most thankful for, I don't know, probably the martial arts community that I'm in, the gym. Professor Dove for making the gym, having the gym to be able to train at, which is a huge thing for me because that's how I pretty much deal with all my stress. I just go to the gym and work out, and it always makes me feel better no matter what I got going on in life. The other thing that it lets me do is it lets me see a bunch of inspirational stories, and the older I get, the more I get inspired by people doing great things that no one hears about, like when we had Mr. Aaron and he talked about Haiti and not Haiti, but when he was supposed to go to Haiti and he got moved over and he did like all this work and just the inspirational stories of seeing people battle addiction and come to the gym and overcome it and not just addiction of like alcohol or drugs or addiction to anything, you know, not to like bad habits, to food. I mean, just watching someone come into the gym and lose a bunch of weight and perform like the guy we were talking to today, Mike, the new white belt Mike, the heavier set guy. He came in and he's passionate about jiu-jitsu, and you can see the change in his life since the first couple times I saw him, he seemed kind of low energy, and now like when I see him, he's hyped up, he's in the gym. It's great to see, man. I love the effect that just that positive life can have on everybody. You know, he stopped drinking and now he's training every day and he's looking great, you know? Like, I like to be surrounded by that inspirationalness.
It's definitely something that can take you away from stress and mm-hmm. like, problems that you're dealing with.
And for every 10 people that you see that mess up, every now and then you see just that rising star that just gets everything right. Like that Derek Patterson kid that I've been working with, the guy that got triangled at FCP. Man, he is such a good kid. He's putting in all his time. He's doing everything the right way. And I love to see that, you know. And then the relationships that we formed, like with Crew Mark. After the fight, he sat down and had such a good heart-to-heart with me. I'm writing about it. I haven't published it yet. But, man, that was a great talk that Crew Mark had with me after the fight. And
more of that kind of family thing.
Yeah, and, like, hanging out with Muhammad and Mustafa after wrestling practice and just talking, man, all that stuff. I'm so thankful that I made all these connections with people that I consider good and spiritual and healthy people, you know? I mean, fighting is a rough sport, and it attracts some of the worst people in the world, but at the same time, it attracts some of the best people in the world.
And some of those worst people, you never know, and a lot of them turn their lives around through
right. That vessel. We're all battling something, man. We're all battling anger or hate or... maybe we were raised the wrong way. We don't know any better. A lot of bad things can happen, man. And I don't know, having a healthy attitude and working for something, I think it changes people. We're supposed to work for something as human beings, I think. We're not meant to sit around at desks and do nothing all day. We're meant to get together and battle for something that we believe in, you know? And I think that might be some of the problem with the political system. Instead of, like, taking our battles and accomplishing something, we're following, like, right-wing people and left-wing people are following their ideals so much, and no one can compromise, and it makes a bad thing. Although I've been listening to a lot of good podcasts about that, and I'll post a couple of them coming up. I listened to some really good podcasts about that first. Oh, by the way, you sent me two awesome TED Talks. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, so the two TED Talks were, they kind of had a similar theme. The one was a black man who befriended a KKK leader and actually attended rallies. And the other one was about the director of a movie who was a feminist and met with men's rights activists and interviewed them and kind of just told everybody about her journey through the movie.
Yeah, I'll try and link both of those into probably the comment section or maybe right into the... I'm not really sure how to actually put the links into this podcast, because it gets broadcast everywhere. But if you're listening to this, check out my Facebook, and I'll post the comments in my Facebook, and I'll also post them on the YouTube and Podbean parts of these. But depending on where you're listening to, you might not get the links. But if you don't get the link, check it out on Facebook, and I'll put the link on there.
Yep. Good TED Talks.
They
really show how a person's perspective can change. Or how people can learn about why their enemies are their enemies.
Awesome. And I have a, I'm going to, in the next couple of days, remind me, I have a podcast I want you to listen to. Not really a podcast, actually, I think it's a YouTube clip. But it's a great argument, and I want you to watch the way that the people argue, and I want to talk to you about it.
Sound good? Good.
All right. I think if anyone's listening and you have any care or anything, not just care, what was that? What's a good way to put it? If you think I know how to raise my child at all, even one little bit, I think if you trust me, you should let your kids listen to podcasts that you've already listened to. Sit down and discuss the topics that you're listening with. Some of the best parents I know do this. And me and Forrest have been listening to different podcasts. And Forrest has been listening to his own podcast. But I would caution you to make sure that you're monitoring what your kids are listening to in podcasts. Because there are some podcasts out there. Some of my own podcasts are out there that you definitely shouldn't let kids listen to. All right? Anything with Mans Rogers in it, do not listen to if you're under 28.
Or your work friends.
Or my work friends. Don't listen to any of my Balls Hurt. That's the name of the podcast. Do not listen to that one if you're under 21. All right? I actually had a great cancer story in it, but there's a lot of horrible stuff in there too. All right? I'm not saying I'm a perfect human being or even a good human being, but there are really good people out there, and they're putting out really good quality material and podcasts. If you're not listening to podcasts, you should be. Especially with your children. Or if you're listening to podcasts and you're not letting your kids listen to it, take some time and monitor or listen to podcasts and then let your kids listen to it. All right? There's a lot of great stuff that I share with my son. Also, I'm thankful for my family. I forgot to say that. Obviously, that should go without saying, though.
Yeah.
All right? And with that, we're out of here. This one was a little awkward.
It was.
Yeah, next time let's sit down and plan it out like we normally do. This going off the cuff didn't really work out too well.
A little rusty. We got into some good conversations, though. Some decent ones.
It was okay. It was not. Normally when we sit down, we talk about what we're going to do in the car when I pick Forrest up. And then we both have a whole practice to sit on it and think about what we're talking about. today we sat down here, we turned the mics on, we're like, what are we going to talk about? So today's podcast is not the best one that we're going to do this week, but we're getting back into the swing of things.
Yep.
All right. And then tomorrow I'm going to try and get Mr. Ray on too. Find dust him off. I don't even know where Mr. Ray's been. He's been hiding out. We're going to do K-Man's Corner. We're going to talk about Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz fight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Aren't they like?
They just fought. That happened last weekend. Aren't they like? They're both younger than me.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. They're about my age though. Oh. Actually, Chuck's like maybe 8 years older than me or so. Yeah. Well, don't make that face. All right, we're out of here.
I was just saying, like, to be at that high of a level.
Tito Ortiz is not at that high of a level either, man. They're both old. All right, we're out of here. Much love from Forrest and Jeff.